From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is defending the U.S. decision to abstain from a United Nations Security Council resolution that condemned Israeli settlements in areas claimed by the Palestinians. Kerry also announced broad guidelines Wednesday for an eventual peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians, warning a two-state solution to the conflict is in serious jeopardy.
The two-state solution is the only way to achieve a just and lasting peace between Israelis and Palestinians. It is the only way to ensure Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday called Kerry's speech a deep disappointment, commenting during a late-night news conference. Mr. Netanyahu said the speech was, in his words, unbalanced as the UN resolution itself.
Secretary Kerry paid lip service to the unremitting campaign of terrorism that has been waged by the Palestinians against the Jewish state for nearly a century. What he did was to spend most of his speech blaming Israel for the lack of peace.
He vowed to work with the incoming Trump administration, Mr. Netanyahu, to improve relations in the wake of the fallout over the UN resolution. Meanwhile, the Palestinian president says he is ready to resume peace talks if Israel freezes settlement construction. The last military dictator in the South American country of Uruguay, General Gregorio Alvarez, died Wednesday at the age of 91. Authorities say Alvarez died while serving a 25-year prison sentence for human rights violations. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Authorities in the Philippines say at least 32 people were wounded when two bombs exploded while they were watching a boxing competition in the central Philippine province of Leyte. Police are trying to identify the attackers, and no one has claimed responsibility for Wednesday's blast. Communist guerrillas have established a presence in Leyte province, southeast of the capital Manila, but there were no immediate signs they or any other militant groups were involved. Four people have been killed in what police describe as a terrorist attack at a Communist Party office in the country's western region of Xinjiang. The Xinhua news agency reports that a local authority said four Islamic militants detonated homemade explosives Wednesday that killed one person and injured three others. The report said police then fatally shot the four attackers. Hundreds of people have been killed in the border region of Xinjiang in recent years because of ongoing violence between the Muslim Uyghurs and the Han Chinese, the ethnic majority. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is naming a record number of generals and billionaire business executives to his proposed cabinet. VOA's Michael Bowman reports the evolving composition of the incoming administration is raising eyebrows on Capitol Hill and beyond.
Donald Trump's proposed inner circle will feature at least three generals, including James Mattis, to lead the Pentagon. Mattis is no stranger to Capitol Hill.
Are we demonstrating a decisive form of leadership, or are we demonstrating impotence?
Trump has also named five billionaire investors and corporate executives for top posts, including ExxonMobil chief Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State. Senate Democrats do not have the votes to block Trump nominees by themselves, but are pressing them to make full financial disclosures, including their tax returns, something the president-elect has yet to divulge. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Russia's transport minister said on Thursday that the scene of a military plane crash had been completely examined and everything needed to identify the cause of the accident had been recovered. Speaking at a news conference in Moscow, the spokesperson said that Thursday morning's search had recovered 19 bodies and a large amount of plane debris from the Black Sea, where the plane crashed 4 days ago. All 92 people on board were killed, including members of the Russian Armed Forces' world-famous Alexandrov Ensemble, who were heading to Syria to perform at a Russian military base. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.